All right, it's 10 minutes after the hour, and Athlete of the Week program brought to you by Iad Insurance with locations in Blissfield, Lambertville, and Petersburg, honoring student athletes for their excellence, determination, and success in competition in the classroom. And I'm proud to announce our Athletes of the Week in studio with us today. Let's welcome Addie and Avery Zajac. And welcome, ladies, to the broadcast.
Hi.
It's the first time we've had siblings in here at the same time.
Well, that's correct.
Talking with their dad, John, out in the hallway. I know we've had a couple Salambines. I mean, Jackson has been in and Bree. So we've had siblings, but this is a time we've never had siblings both win at the same time. So,
well, they certainly
we're making history here today.
They had a tremendous season as far as girls basketball is concerned. Addie, you got your 1,000th point, 811 rebounds. Tell us about your season.
Yeah, I was definitely had a little bit of an issue scoring at the beginning just because I was getting double teamwork because I was an older sister. So, but we got it, so it doesn't really matter.
So it was quite a run. Of course, last year you took it all the way and won the Division II state championship. This year, you got there, but it just wasn't to be. Can you explain the game, the final?
Yeah, the final game was definitely difficult. Goodrich was really good, and then we also had a lot of injuries on the way, so we had to battle a lot of adversity. And Goodrich had a lot of seniors. We only had one or two seniors playing with us. Their whole starting lineup was almost seniors. So I think it was just experience at the end. And we were tired. We didn't have a lot of people on our bench, as I said, injuries. So we just got gassed at the end and couldn't finish. But
yeah, I think if you guys might have been a Thursday, Saturday instead of Friday, Saturday, it might have helped a little bit better with just because of your roster, for sure.
I agree.
And then, Avery, you had quite a, Breslin suits you pretty well.
Yep.
Had a couple really good games there. I know you're, leading all the way up. You had a good season, but you really stepped up in those final two games. What was the difference in those last few games that you were able to get such a good scoring output?
You know, I was just really excited to get there, and I knew that one of us freshmen had to step up big time because we didn't have, we had three freshmen out there, and you knew Chloe and Addie were going to step up, so we needed, a couple more people to step up. And I just really, I was just having fun and just loved being there.
It's just so funny. I'm just thinking, John, when, doing a lot of the football games and for years and, her coming up in the press box is just this little person. And now, she's a freshman in here and doing well. And, it's just it's nice to see what you guys have been able to do. And, again, a state championship last year, but a good run this year as well. And, what do you think's been the biggest reason for the success these last couple of years, especially, Addie, for you, and then Avery, just talk a little bit about you learning as a freshman this year.
I think the prep, definitely. We started in the summer, and then me and Chloe and Avery had to take a break because we were doing volleyball, but we still never really stopped. On the weekends, we do workouts, so I think just like us never stopping and doing workouts and trainings to get better, because we knew that it was going to be a long run, so we just had to do our best to stay in trainings and keep up on our skills.
Yeah, and it is a long process for you. I mean, long season last year, then coming into the summer, and then it's not like you didn't have you had a short run in volleyball either. You guys had a nice long run in volleyball, and so that's you're not stopping.
Yeah, no, we ended last year, then we got right into AAU, then it went volleyball, then basketball right. We didn't, after volleyball, we had, I think, a 2-day break, but we went to practices still. Me and Chloe just watched, but I think it was 2-day break, then right into basketball season, then we just ended, and now we're back into AAU this weekend, so.
So, I got to ask this question. Playing for your mother, tell us what that experience is like. I know it. We've talked to your older sister about this too, but let's get your perspective.
My dad, I think, is a mediator between us. we have to. My mom has to get cut off sometimes when we're at home, because we'll be watching. I'll come out the day after a game. If it's a Friday game, I'll come out on a Saturday, and she's already watching film. I'm like, oh, it's gonna be a long morning. But sometimes he'll be the one to talk to me instead of my mom, which I think helps because I hear her all practice constantly. So I'll listen to her at home, but it's like she kind of gets cut off a little bit if she gets over the top.
Well, Avery, you've seen it on the bench as a, you know, being a ball girl and stuff. So you've kind of witnessed this coming into it. How different was it to all of a sudden have her be the main voice there compared to you just kind of being in the background, not actually being on the team?
Yeah, well, I remember seeing her and Allie like getting like sometimes they just start fighting, but like this year I feel me and my mom I listen to her. I think me and her have a different relationship than her and Allie did, and probably even her. But I don't know. I think when she I like hearing her input and what she thinks, and just going from there.
It's always hard. I mean, I remember talking years ago with you know Bill Cohn when Matt was the quarterback at Adrian. You know, he brought in a different coach to kind of do the quarterbacks, and just to have that different voice, because it is a different dynamic for practice and then to go home. And so you want to have, you know, to be able to have that, you know, well, dad being the buffer there, but you know, it is something that you got to try to work on. But Avery, back to you with the freshman year, how did you like, you know, starting and where you ended your progression? How was this year for you?
In the beginning, I was a little like nervous, you know, just like coming off like starting as a freshman. I don't think I was really ready or like prepared for it. But by the end of the season, I think like Chloe and Addie really pushed me to like get better and step up in my game. So, yeah.
Well, looking at, you know, your whole history here, your older sister is playing for many, many years. You weren't a freshman coming in because you knew what the process was. You probably went to a lot of practices too.
Yep.
So you knew what was going to happen. So you had a step forward with that.
Yeah, I remember like watching the practices and just like I've been trying to learn all these plays like since I was like what 10 maybe, and I don't know.
So you think that helped you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be, you know, a little bit, because I know it's not like you didn't practice and shoot and hang out with, you know, so you were there and being a part of, you weren't probably not as much of a freshman as some other people when they come into this season. And but yeah, coming in, and especially when, you know, like when Michaela got hurt too, you know, you had to probably step up and have a little bit different role as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had to play a whole new position since Michaela got, like I was playing a guard instead of a post, so that made a big difference for me.
All right, Avery, you're a freshman, and Addie, you're a junior. So you'll both be back next year. Give us a little heads up on what the team's going to look like next year.
We'll definitely be young. I'll be the only senior next year. There's nobody else in my grade that really plays basketball. So we'll be a younger team, 3 incoming sophomores that started last year, though. So it'll definitely be a good season. I have high hopes for it because we have experience, and I think it was definitely good for the freshmen to experience the Breslin last year, because now they're going to come into this season knowing what to expect, and hopefully they'll have higher expectations and like want to get better to get back to that point in the season.
When you guys are going to have a target on your back, obviously, like you did this year too, so it's not going to be, you know, an easy role, and I know you're not going to have an easy schedule as well. I know, you know, which is good. You guys have been challenged. Because you need that, you know, talk with Coach Comstock and stuff when Marcus and I are in here and, you know, talking about where your league is. You don't have a lot of challenges constantly in the league, so you've got to go out and find games, you know, and so when you take on a team, you know, like West Catholic, and when you take on Addison and things, you have to challenge yourself throughout the season. So I know it's not going to be an easy schedule for you next year either.
Yeah, I would rather play those games, I think, just because I don't think some of the league games that we play, I don't think they get us better. But, like, when we went to Ohio, the battle in – what was it? I don't know. It's called something. But the battle in Classic, yeah. We lost that game. But I think it helped us get better and realize what our weaknesses were. And so that's what we needed to focus on practice. So I think those closer games are definitely better for us, which we need to input those in our schedule next year for sure, too.
Well, Addie and Avery, thanks for coming in, and congratulations on being our Athletes of the Week. And we have some parting gifts for you, a certificate, cave sticker there, and best of luck to you going forward. I'm sure you both play other sports.
Yeah.
Tell us which sports you play.
Well, I play AU and then I play volleyball. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I just play volleyball in AU.
Okay. Well, thanks again for coming in, and congratulations on being our Athletes of the Week. Brought to you by IAD Insurance. Your hard work and dedication inspire all of us. IAD Insurance Agency, making things simple.